Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so this is what we're doing. It's all me tonight. I don't even know what the topic's about. Not sure what's going on, but for everybody who's listening, welcome to Seek the Empowerment, another episode. This episode is really a test episode to test it out with other software, other platforms, to see how it works together, and so far it sucks. Mr. Teamer is supposed to be on the line. I don't even know what's going on right now. So, yeah. Those of you listening, just bear with us until we get it together. This is really just a test episode, so bear with us while we get it together. And I know it's wrong to have dead air, but I really have nothing to say right now. Other than, what the hell?
Deacon.
What? It's
can you hear me?
I heard
you.
Now I can
hear
you.
Can you hear me? Okay,
yes.
Good. All right. All right. I won't tell you that I had the phone on mute.
I'm not even going to laugh. That's one of my moves. I wear that all the time.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my bad. Welcome to Common Sense Conversations. I'm your host, Eric Teamer, and my co-host, Diaz, on the other end. And we are doing Common Sense Conversations live on the fly. That's the title of the show tonight. We're trying to do test different platforms, and I thought I was just talking to Dia. I'm calling all kinds of names because she just is grumpy and everything, but I forgot that I put the phone on mute, so my bad. I said my bad. Let it go.
Who's the grumpy one? My bad. I said my bad. Who's the real grumpy one, people? Who's the real grumpy one?
But I need to know, can you get on Blab?
Yes. Are you on Blab?
Yes, I'm looking at myself.
Okay. What you mean you're looking at yourself?
I can see myself in the video.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me find you.
See, it's trying to figure out how to
there
manage.
There you go. I found
this.
You.
Okay.
What it looks so, like, it would be just like we're doing a regular show. You have to log in about 10 to 15 minutes early, and then whoever comes in on Blab. As well, no, we didn't start the show yet. We're staying up. I mean, it's not that freaking hard.
Don't be like that. But according to this, there are five people that's listed that are watching, or five people, and two people are watching.
Host, waiting for you to accept. Waiting for you to accept, host.
Watch yourself. So now Dia's on, and the King of Kings.
And you're staring up my nostrils. I don't like that. I need to make this higher. I don't want you staring at my nostrils.
Well, it's not my fault that you put the
that
video
didn't work either.
Right up on your nostrils.
Why is it so yellow?
It's your lighting. I got all kinds of stuff in the...
I know how to fix it. I need a white piece of paper. Supposed to adjust if you put something white in front of it. There we go. See? Tricks.
Wow. Look at you. The technician.
Just be grateful I got light this time. Because normally I don't even have light in here, so shut up. Now.
Watch the curse at you and look at you in your face and curse at you. That even
really?
Better.
Really?
Wow. That's what somebody... Okay. In the chat room, someone said Tupac is alive. So, and I saw him the other day.
Okay.
But anyway.
Okay. I bet
so
you know it, though. I'm not knocking that.
But I need to figure out how to I don't even know if you can hear, like, see it. Like, if they can hear Blab, like, they can hear the blog talk.
Which mean, who's they?
There are people listening.
No, I mean, the people on Blab can hear it through Blab, through your computer. If you're so worried about Blog Talk, then I called into Blog Talk. You're on Blog Talk, so they can hear.
But is it? But what I'm saying is, are they getting reverb feedback?
Hey, it's you, Book Great. Are they getting reverb? Why would they get reverb? I have my headphones in, so there's no reverb.
Okay, but...
That way they're not hearing double time. I have my headphones in.
All right, well... Fine, be that way.
Be what way? Be a frozen? What the heck? What was that?
You've done the intelligent thing on me today. I told you about that.
Don't get mad because I'm smart. Don't get mad because I'm smart.
Yeah.
Oh, they said the audio is funky for me.
Yeah, you need to fix that.
If I put you on speakerphone, it's going to be a reverb. I'm going to have to, I had to, I muted the computer. Shoot. Let's try this. Nope, see, now it's a reverb. Put your headphones in. For the show, put your headphones in. For your phone?
Can you still hear me?
You didn't call into the show.
I got a solution. But then people on Blab can't hear the conversation on Blog Talk.
If you have a guest on Blog Talk, I will mute my side completely so they can hear the guest. And this is assuming I'm on a show with you. Let's keep that in mind.
Yeah. We know how funky you are about being on the show. So, okay. Yeah. So, this is how it's going to
be. Is that better? Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I didn't ask you. I'm talking to the person in the chat room.
Oh,
really?
Excuse me. Audio was funky for you, Ori. Hard to understand, I guess.
Would you like to explain to people coming into the room exactly what's going on and what we're doing so they don't think we're just sitting here looking crazy?
You want me to do the intro again? I can still hear reverb.
No, I don't want you to do an intro. I do not need you to address the Congress. I just need...
Shut up.
You know what? Screw it. We have a blog. He has a blog talk on radio channel called Commerce's Conversations, where he does Commerce's Conversations every Monday night. We're just testing it out for him so he can have another platform to add to that. And then once a month, hopefully we'll get to it this month, maybe not. But then once a month, we also do Secret Empowerment, and we're trying to use both platforms, and we're just working it out tonight to see how it all works. So that's what we're doing right now. Yay! Eric is giving me hearts. Aren't you sweet? Oh, no. This ain't dang it. I'm so used to Periscope. This ain't Periscope. You're giving me clap. Is that raise? I don't know what's that. Is that clapping or is it like raise the roof? What is
I don't
that? Or is it like
I
stop?
Know.
I don't.
But the
don't
person pinch. Who's that pinch of life? Can't hear.
Can't hear which one? Because my mic is open on the computer and.
See, I can hear you on Blog Talk, but I can't hear you. I don't necessarily hear you on Blab.
I don't know why. The mic on the computer is open.
They say they can only hear me. So that means you need to plug into Blab.
Wait, I know that. I think let's try this. Can you hear me now?
You're frozen. Look at the frozen image of Dia on the screen. That's hilarious.
I hope the conference room does this.
But anyway, for those of you who are listening, we like Dia said, typically Monday nights, every Monday night, we're on Common Sense Conversations, and we talk about different topics from basically the social topics. Let's see what church, religion, sex, politics. You
can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Now I got to turn Blab down because I can. Can I mute you? Can everybody hear? Wait, can everybody hear now?
You mute me on your. You can hear me now?
Yay! Yeah, but the,
oh, so
I don't see
works.
If they
okay,
can.
Okay, so just mute me on the screen, and then everything's all good. There's no reverb.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
I guess. Nobody's saying anything now. But anyway, so you can catch Common Sense Conversation. How come everybody's giving you a hand, but nobody's giving me? That's some jack. Oh, there go one. Thank you, Dia. You so, I love you to death, baby. I just love you to death. But,
I said you've been grumpy all day. It's all that over
yeah.
energy thingy that you do, the little negative energy thing. That's what happens when you're a fake grumpy old man. Real shit happens.
Real recognize real.
Yeah, you fake old grumpy behind, now you're getting real grumpy stuff back at you. That's what you get.
Mm-hmm. Now somebody threatened to give me a pinch. What kind of love is that?
It says pinch of life. You need a pinch of life. A pinch of life. That wasn't a threat.
See,
they give you pinches right now. They give you love.
I wish I had a candle or something. I'd light it right now.
To do what with?
Thank you, pinch of life.
I stay right.
Put the candle down. But Dia, I'm going to repeat, because we're going to keep repeating it, I think. Once a month, you can find us, Dia and I, on Seeking Empowerment, which is Common Sense Conversations, but it's Seeking Empowerment. It deals with a lot of spirituality and everything in between that. But you can catch us once a month on that. But we try to have decent conversations where we're welcoming people to sit down and talk. And like Dia said, this is a new platform for us, so we're going to try this and see how it works. I'll be trying it, and hopefully what I can do is invite guests to be on Blab as well while I do interviews on Blog Talk Radio as well as on Blab, and we can do live shows. So that Yes, common sense isn't as common as I would like to think. And that was the premise of the show starting when I first started, is just that I was saying to people that I'd like to have common sense conversations. Conversations where people could feel at home or feel like they could relate to the topic and have a better understanding. And most people would say, "What are you laughing about? What are you laughing
Why
about?
Your
Stop
eyes
laughing.
Keep rolling in your head when you're talking?
Because I'm thinking.
Well,
I'm thinking.
You're about to be possessed. You're about to be possessed.
Oh, yeah. Shut up. Who asked you? But anyway, yeah, but that was the premise, is that to make it more relatable to people, you know, just have different conversations about things that we don't talk about, like I said, spirituality, religion, sex, economics, health, things are just real taboo to everyday people. They don't want to talk about it, or they're highly misinformed about a lot of things that are going on in our community and what needs to be done. I've done several shows on relationships as well, so you'll see different topics that will come up. Tomorrow, I don't know if I'll be doing a Blab show, but I'll try when it comes to that. No, I'm doing a show tomorrow, but I don't know if I'm doing it on Blab.
No, you said Blab. You said you're going to try to do Blab, so that's a no.
They don't want to do Blab. My guests wouldn't want to do Blab, but I'll tell you what, I'll do it just to see how it runs. That's a 2-hour show. My guests will be Darby West.
You don't have to do the whole Blab for 2 hours. Just like try it out to see. Well, it'll be easier with you by yourself, because all you have to do is keep your phone on speakerphone, and then they can hear your guests while you're talking. So it'll be easier for you alone to do that anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you can interact with the chat room, because I won't be here. What the hell is that? Why do I hear reverb, man? What are you doing?
I'm going to take it off. Uh-oh.
I put it on speakerphone.
You play electronics.
I'm better at electronics than you are, period, point blank.
Not tonight. Technically, not today.
Anyway.
I mean, we've been
anyway.
Technically, not today. Never.
Okay, all right, yeah. So, I wish I could hit you on the top of the head and make you bite your tongue.
I wish you could read between the lines. I really wish you could read between the lines.
This is not a good showing for Vlad. For people who are just coming on, they see his argument. They think this is gonna be, you know, any kind of thing. But we're just being our normal selves.
That's what it is.
Any questions?
Kind
of what?
Nothing. Never mind. Nothing at all.
I don't know about you, somebody. I just don't.
Yeah, what's tonight's topic, Eric?
It is an open forum topic. Anybody got a topic? What's tonight's topic? It's open forum. You have a topic you want to talk about, you want to listen to? We have a seat open if you'd like to sit in on Blab. We're trying that tonight. We'll try that. You want to try that?
That open seat is dangerous. You don't know what you're getting.
Okay, then you never know. Somebody might pop
well,
in.
You don't have to. Eric always trying to put somebody out there, but talk about I'm too fat for doing stuff. You don't have to come into an open seat. Just put it in the chat room, what you want us to talk about.
You can do that too. Yes, by all
means. Please do not pick. Please do not pick politics. Anything but politics.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Tomorrow is Darby West. She'll be on, and she'll be talking about the griot. And
Darby West?
Huh?
If you're going to bring her up, at least tell people who she is.
I was about to say, she's an author and a storyteller. I was about to tell you. Gosh. Can't do nothing right around you.
Of course not.
So
that would be fun.
So Pinch of Life says is that they're new to this, so they're not gonna participate. Let me see. Anybody else would like to ask a question? Dia, you can tell people about who you are.
Are you parents having issues with my new ex-husband versus kids? We're both parents, but I'm still married, so I guess that's all you, Eric.
Oh, okay. You're having issues with your new ex-husband versus the kids. Oh, okay. You got to, like, are you saying that the kids are blaming you or adjusting to a divorce? I think...
female. I want to assume female, but just gonna get okay.
Female. I'm assuming that the F is for female, unless that's just the grade that she's giving Dia an F. F is for funky.
You wish, bro. You wish.
Yeah. For my point of view, I would say that it would involve communication. I'm always big on communication when it comes to life changes, and that really is a life change. If you're talking about going in from stability, which is their comfort zone, to instability, whether they were fully aware of what was going on or somewhat aware of what was going on or just completely unaware, it's still a life change for them. So one of the first things you could do is kind of have a sit-down conversation and really kind of put things on the line, because you have some kids that are – they know what's going on, and I've seen children where they're happy for you because they know the relationship needs to end, and they need – you know, everybody needs to move on to the next chapter. Some kids just don't know, and they take on – that, you know, maybe it was our fault, maybe something happened, maybe it was your fault, maybe it was Dad's fault. And you really just kind of need to have a conversation. And if it's possible, maybe the two parents, you know, need to sit down and talk about why the relationship ended or the fact that it's not their fault. This is just something that happened, and we need to deal with it, you know, and they need to be able to voice their opinion because, again, you have voices that are not necessarily being heard.
Are they making it seem like it's your fault? That's the question I have, right? Does it seem like that the ex and the kids are making it seem like it's your fault that the divorce happened in front of them? The best thing I can say to do, even though you're angry with him, is one, set boundaries. If he's going to talk to you like that in front of the kids, walk out the room. If he's going to talk like that to you in front of the kids, you don't have to engage with him. Just ask him to politely leave. If you're a place, if you refuse to leave, just walk out the room and go into a place and say, we're not going to have this conversation until you calm down. One, that shows your kids better communication skills, and it starts to set that boundary, with him. And it also puts your kids in a place where they don't, and this is coming from a child of divorce, it puts your kids in a place where they don't have to feel like they have to be the ones to stand up or they have to pick and choose, because it is still, even though they're angry with somebody, it is still their father too, and at some point, they're going to have some type of relationship with them. Maybe not right now, it's going to take a while, but at some point, they're going to have some type of relationship with them, possibly. So I would say set communication boundaries and set them quickly.
I would say the same thing. I agree.
Other than that, even though you're angry at him, I would keep the kids from disrespecting him, because one, that's only going to make him angrier, because those are his kids too. And two, it'll show the kids that again, it still shows another level of communication. You know, like that's even though we're going through it, and even though you are affected by it, that's still your father. So I'm not going to speak negative of him to you. We couldn't work it out, but you also have a chance to work it out. So try to keep it, and I know it's going to be hard, really hard, especially when they know how to work your nerves. And this is me coming from a child divorce, and my father knew how to push my buttons. Ooh, I was an angry little child. And showing this, it starts to show that he can't get to you. Because in doing that, he knows how to push your buttons, so it makes you angry. He knows how to get to you. He knows what to do to tick you off. And that, and being honest, in some way, when someone has that much anger at you, to get you that angry, it's kind of a little win. It kind of makes people like that feel better. So you don't want to give them that much power. And it's hard in the beginning, but over time it gets easier. When they call and they start all that angry talk, just hang up. Just say I'm not going to talk to you like this. You don't even have to go into further conversation. If you're going to keep at this tone, this voice, this language, I'm hanging up. And leave it at that. If you have to do further communication, if your kids are younger, and I don't mean like that young, because obviously they're angry at home too, they're at a certain age, you can obviously go back to the court and go through the courts for family counseling, so you have to learn how to all communicate and work through it. Or not go, if you don't have to go through the courts, but go towards family counseling, someone that y'all can agree, y'all can agree upon, but someone I would say that's neutral, in a situation that y'all can talk to. And that way, at least, it'll help the communication to go through. That would be my best advice. And that's just coming from a child of divorce.
Okay. Yeah. My only thing with that, thank you, Dr. Dia.
Shut up. You are more than welcome.
Yeah, I was just going to say, in that situation, like Dia, I agree, you don't need to have angry conversation. And even in anger, and I know you said earlier that you were angry with him, and the children were angry with him, at some point, I'm not even going to get to the point of, well, I'll eventually get to the point of forgive that person, depending on, you know, it's going to take time. But at the same time, what I was going to say is forgive yourself. And a lot of times people go, well, I didn't do anything wrong. They may have done something wrong. But a lot of times we take on blame for some things that may have happened, something that we may not have seen. Just, you know, my thing is forgive yourself. Right now you're angry. And my thing would be to necessarily say work on healing yourself and get to that point of I'm okay with me and I'm okay and I'm moving into a different phase, because really you're moving out of one phase of life into another phase of life. You really should consider, you know, like I said, working on healing yourself. Everyone's angry, and I think that's the biggest issue right now. Everyone's angry, and the best thing you could do with that is just heal yourself and find that place within you that you can deal with those issues. So that's my two cents on it. Nobody else said anything? Got real quiet real quick. So.
Oh, I didn't know you was finished. My bad.
I'm finished. I stopped talking.
You said that before, and I started talking. You're like, I wasn't finished. So I'm just making sure.
I don't remember.
I can't make sure.
Okay.
So
All right, cool.
I remember something, and you don't? Whoa.
Cool.
That full moon really affecting you,
cool,
huh?
Cool. That what?
That full moon really affected you, huh?
Yes. That full moon. I told you, the full moon was funky for me, man. The people just start cutting up for no reason. I blame it on you, though.
What they got to do with me?
I blame you.
Okay, whatever. Just buy me a drink. I don't care.
Buy you a drink?
You're going to blame me. You're going to at least buy me a drink first.
Okay, here.
So I can have the excuse.
You ready? Here we go.
No, we're not doing it. No, I'm doing it. I mean, really buy me a drink. We're not doing it.
Why not?
Whatever you're about to do, I'm not doing. I mean, really buy me a drink. That's
like,
why you scream.
What you want me to do, mail it to you? You want me to mail it to you?
You like T.D. Jakes.
That's like your third or fourth time I've heard that. I'm tired of hearing. You look like T.D. Jakes' little brother, Freddie Jakes.
Better teeth.
Stop. How did I lose my? I lost the connection. How did I lose my connection in my own chat? Everything froze. Did it freeze on your end too?
No, it didn't freeze on my end. But since you done fell out of this, I can't bring you back in since you're the one who started. So we're gonna have to shut this blab down for now. Anyway, the show is only supposed to be for a half hour, so it's 10:30.
What? I can't bring myself. I can't come back in.
No. Once you drop, you're done. You
no,
have to
that's
start
not
another
true.
One.
Are you serious? That's not gonna be good.
Oh wait, yeah. Wait. I can open. This is like open seat. I know it's open seat.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. You put yourself back in.
Ta-da! Magic. I'm magic, baby. I'm magic. Can you hear me?
Well, I don't want to magically go into overtime, so.
You make me mad. I'm having
well,
fun.
We're only 30 minutes tonight. It was a tester. It was a tester.
That's how much time is left? 15 minutes. Yeah, it's been okay. Tech Bloke added you to list Blab influencers. I'm a Blab influencer, and three others follow. I did, you, and this is actually I give kudos to Dia for suggesting this. I welcome your feedback. We welcome your feedback, so that we can kind of know how to tweak it and make it better for us. Like I said, we're only doing a 30-minute show tonight.
This is aggravating me. The camera's here, but I gotta look there to see you. That's aggravating me.
Well,
I feel crazy. Yeah, that's what I feel like I'm doing. I feel crazy.
Yeah, you look like
night.
You had a.
What the hell is that?
like you walking in a club and everybody you know everybody in the club. What's up?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm about to get whiplash.
Hey.
Like,
you. What's up? Okay. So no other questions? How somebody comes in and says.
30.
What?
30. Mm-hmm. No questions. That's not what we're doing. Mm-mm.
You mean? You just.
Yes, I am.
Okay. But anyway, if you want to get in contact with us, we'll give you our contact information. You can always find me at twitter.com, AinkSoCommon, One word, ain't so common. You can also find me at Common Sense Conversations, the email, commonsenseconvo@gmail.com. Common Sense Convo, one word, at gmail.com. You can also find me, where else? Facebook. Yeah, that's it. Common Sense Conversations has a fan page, and you can find me there. Are you rapping while I'm doing this?
You know how I hear songs when you talk it. When you start talking, I start hearing songs. Sometimes I can't help it.
Ta-da. And join me tomorrow night for a special episode of Common Sense Conversations. We'll be talking about the griot or the storyteller, and you'll be hearing me. I'll be on a phone conversation with Darby Wood. Huh?
I'm going to get my own stuff, some freaking hand claps. Nope, that's rude. Oh, you're screaming at first for a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Clap yourself. Oh, that was funny. my guest will be Darby West. She's an author and a professional storyteller. And we'll be on having a decent conversation. So, you're welcome to join me. I'll be in the blab conversation. I'll try it out for a few minutes, see how it works. And Dia, you want to tell people how to reach you, how to find you, where to look for you?
Well, obviously, you can find me through my Twitter, since this is connected to Twitter and it's right up there. But for those listening on Blog Talk Radio, they can find me
right
at OrientalOasis.com.
Right
and
there.
Also for all you who are on Twitter who's into spirituality or astrology, as soon as I jump on here, I have to jump on Periscope and do my scope for the day for a 21-day challenge, and I will be talking about astrology and how you can use it to look ahead either in the next month of your life or the next year in your life, how you can do it yourself. I do give astrology readings, but I also teach people how to do it yourself because I think it's better if you know yourself more than someone else knows you. So if you want to jump over there, now, again, that's more spirituality, astrology, well, definitely astrology because that's what the topic is. If you want to jump over there for that, I'll be there. Same name, Oreo Oasis, on Periscope. And as a name, go to our website, OreoOasis.com, OreoOasis.com. Boom.
I've never been on Periscope. Never been on Periscope.
That's another cherry tonight, huh? You going to sign up for Periscope?
You're just a nasty old lady. That's what you are.
I got Bebe in the bus. Her cherry. She was on Periscope yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the cherry buster.
The cherry buster upper.
Anyway, okay. All right, so I guess that's it. We are even.
You want to go on Periscope?
Yeah. Who's we got somebody in the 404 on Blog Talk Radio. Hello.
What did I do with my question?
404.
What did I do with my question?
I need to get there first. Periscope.
You got to do it on your phone. You got to download the app. And then you just sign in with Twitter.
Oh, my gosh. It's an app. You can't just type it in on your computer?
Well, you can watch it on your computer, but you can't interact on the computer. Like, because once I go live, it'll tweet it, and you can just click on the link from Twitter, but you can't interact with me. You have to do it on the phone if you want to interact with me. And if you come, I expect to see hearts from you, even if it's hating hearts. Because I know you're hating.
This seems to be...
What?
More, that's more complicated
what?
Than...
Huh?
Is Blab
what?
An app? I don't think Blab is an app.
Blab is
it?
An app if you have an iPhone. If you have an iPhone, it's an app.
Oh, that sucks. I have Android.
Yeah, because I got an Android. So it sucks
that
for me.
That sucks. Well, it's still in beta, so maybe they will make adjustments in beta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I would like to be able to blast from other places besides my computer. You can blast from Android, but you got to go online onto the web address and then do it, and then you can't even see the whole screen. So I tried to do it myself. So you can't add people. You can't see the chat room. You can't really see the whole screen. So you can't really do anything. But you can be on
Are
it.
You, you're doing it from your phone, though?
No, I'm doing it from my computer right now. But I'm saying if you do it from your phone on the Android, you have to still go through the website, go on the internet and do it. But when you do that, you don't have the chat room, and you can't scroll up and down. You can't bring people. You can bring one person in, but other than that, you can't bring anybody in because you can't move around the screen and figure it out.
What if you do it on your tablet?
Again, iPhone. I mean, iPad. They don't have anything for Android yet.
How do you spell Periscope?
P-E-R-I. Fuck you. You know how to spell Periscope.
You're a mean person. Why do you treat me so bad? I don't understand.
Why do you aggravate me? You do stuff on purpose to aggravate me. Cut it out.
Oh, wow. Okay. So like I said, everybody contact Dia. Get a reading from Dia. And
oh, thank you, Stefan. Thank you, Stefan, for retweeting it.
Is it? Where do you do that? High five, dude. Put your hand up to the screen.
Hand up to boy.
What?
You're a grown man talking about high five the screen. Stop it.
I'm talking to
stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Okay. Fine. Stop it. That way. Let's see. Tonight she wants to be the moral compass.
that had nothing to do with moral compass. It had to do with common sense.
What were you trying to say?
You haven't had it all day.
And I have had common sense all day. Thank you very much. You should have actually talked about your magical money book.
Jump on Periscope and I'll talk about it there.
Okay. Look, she came on. Nina, much love, John. And now we're getting ready to go, Nina. I'm sorry. I've seen Nina, much love. I've seen her show. She gave some very good advice on the show that I listened to. She did really good. Come back tomorrow and listen, and maybe we'll listen. Why are you waving? Stop that.
Waving hi and bye at the same time. It's like aloha.
Oh, okay. Aloha is like hello and goodbye at the same time.
Exactly. I'm waving hi and goodbye at the same time. What the hell? We get ready to go. I don't want to be rude.
You are rude, yes, for sure.
To you.
Okay, but thank you all for tuning in, being a part of tonight's show. How do you end this thing?
Click on your screen, on your own screen. Oh, click the X at your own screen, and it'll ask you to end. So bye, y'all.
Okay. Yeah, until next time. Check me out next Monday. We'll be back next Monday. DLF, rude ass. Okay, until then, take care. Have a good night. Peace. Thank you all for being a part of the Common Sense Conversations show tonight. On the fly, we did a decent job. Have a good night. Peace.